Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I bid you welcome to the teleconference Alupar for the results concerning 3Q20. The audio and the slides are being transmitted simultaneously by the web in the IR site of the company, www.alupar.com.br/ri. The presentation is also available for download. We inform that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation, and then we'll begin Q&A sessions when more instructions will be conveyed. Should you need any help during the conference, please ask for the operator touching star zero. We inform that the statements about future events are subject to risks and uncertainties that may make the business expectations do not come true, different from what's expected. Those statements issue the opinion only when they are made at the very date, and the company does not have to update them. We have here Mr. José Luiz Godoy Pereira, CFO and Director of Relations with Investors, and Mr. Luiz Coimbra, a Manager of Investor Relations. Now I give the floor to Mr. José Luiz Godoy, who will begin his presentation. Please, you may go on.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming to our meeting from Alupar 3Q20. We will organize the presentation as following. We'll go through the relevant points, and then we open for financial demonstrations. Luiz Coimbra will present that. Finally, we open for questions that you might have in relation to the company. Starting here by the relevant facts, I go through the entry and operation to startup of many projects. One, a reinforcement that was done in the second transformer bank of 230 kV, and this project will add an additional revenue until next year of 3.1 million reais. On October 3rd, we had the startup of another reinforcement in the substation of Gaspar II, the installation of a fourth auto transformer, 150 kV, and that project will also add a revenue of 2 million reais per year, additional RAP, and that's part of the TBE complex. Therefore, we have 50.2% of that project. Now talking about the projects that were under construction, we had here the startup of the second part of ETB. ETB is a project that has two transmission lines, one in Juazeiro to Orlândia, the other one from Bom Jesus da Lapa to Gentil do Ouro. Juazeiro to Orlândia was started in 2407, and the other one, 16th of October. This project has a RAP that goes for 2020-2021. It will be 143 million a year and has a RAP and CapEx ratios 19%. We also started TBE. This project is a project that's complex. It's the largest project that we had ongoing. It's part of the integration Northeast, Southeast, and this project is 1.2 billion and RAP cycle 243 million. We started it in October 25th, what means an anticipation of 16 months in what was expected by ANEEL with RAP CapEx ratio 20%. With this project that I have mentioned, we updated the general status of other projects. Starting by TBE and ETB on page seven, they are 100% finished. Then for TCC, which is a project that's complementary to TPE, but it's a different concession contract that we gained on the same date, almost all the items are concluded except physical work advance. And we have the expectation of having an anticipation of this project. And now we go to ES. This project, we're not working with the anticipation chronogram because there's another project that's pending on it, and that project is not ours, so that we can energize this. To have revenue from that, we depend on the energization of that other project, or depend also on an L. So we're not working with the possibility of anticipating this project. We also have TSM, which is a transmission line in Vale do Paraíba, São Paulo do Rio. And this project had a challenge that was huge. You can see that we are 99% advanced in land negotiation, and we have 47% of physical advance in the work. So we have good expectation of anticipating this project too. And finally, the TC project, which is a transmission line in Colombia. It goes close to Bogota and Pereira, which is a city in Colombia. In this project, the license has not been issued. It's delayed. It impacted, COVID impacted on the license. We had expectation of having it by June this year. However, it was not issued. And we had many issues in relation to environmental license because one of the requirements is public hearing in many towns, what was not possible because of the pandemic. So we had to postpone that, and we were able to do that last week. We finished this process of public hearings. However, the issuing, we expect to have it between December and January 21 so that we can start the project. We had to do the public hearings in a virtual way, which is new. It's the first project to adopt this way of public hearing. We developed a whole technology so that that was done. However, it was finished. With that, we update the general status of the projects. And now Luis Coimbra will talk about the results and financial information. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here for the 3Q20. I'll begin my presentation on slide 9, only to show you the highlights of the IFRS figures. And then I'm going to give you more details on the figures. Then I'll be talking about indebtedness, and I'll finish showing the performance of shares. Here on slide 9, the net revenue is 1,491,000,000, increment of 18.5% vis-a-vis 1,259 for 3Q19. EBITDA grew 17.4%. with a total of 728.4 million. Adjusted EBITDA 87% vis-a-vis 600.6 registered in the same period last year. The net income 181.2 million as compared to 212.5 in 3Q19. Now slide 10, I'm going to go into more details, starting by revenue. Revenue 445.4 million, 1.8% higher than 437.5 registered in 3Q19. The transmission segment had a growth of 20 million, the most important impact here. We had an increase of 36.7 million in the income of ETC, ETB, EDT, considering the commercial aspect. And we had a growth of 15.5 million in the income because of the consolidation of assets. We had a reduction of 28.6 million in the income of some of the transmissions, Transvest, etc., because RAP fell 50% for the 2021 cycle because of the 50th anniversary. And at last, we had an increase of 24 million in the because it was impacted by the readjustment. We had a revocation that established a readjustment of 98% for the context index in PCAs and also for the ones in GPM. In the generation segment, we had 2.4 million, especially because of the fall in trading, 31 million in this quarter as compared to 44.7 last year. Now, the EBITDA analysis, regulatory EBITDA, 341.5 million with a growth of 4.1% as compared to 327.9 that were registered in the same period last year. The most important impact in the EBITDA was an increase of 7.6 in our earnings, as I have explained, and a reduction of 4 point something in G&A, especially in one of the holdings that had extraordinary expenses in the third quarter. And also something important was revenue and expenses. We had a reduction of 3.3, basically because of the increase we had in other revenues with the transmitters here listed because of the CCI contracts. And at last, we had a reduction of 2 million and equity in earning in the transmissions TMR and ETB. In this quarter, the only transmissor that is in the patrimonial equivalence or equity in earning is TME. And here, net liquid, net earnings, you can see the figures on the slide. And the most important impacts here, the first one was this increase of 3.6 in EBITDA, as I have just explained. And then we had an increase of 25.3 million in the financial results. And we had a reduction in the financial revenue, which is because of the cash, because of the investments that we did. And also reduction in CDI when you compare it 3Q19 to 3Q20. And finally, we had an increase of 8.2 million in the minority participations, and this was impacted by the growth of 5.2 million in TME and ETB transmissors, since because these companies were not consolidated in 3Q19. We had an increase of 4.3 million in EDT because of its commercial startup in January this year. And now the next slide. We will be presenting the holding indebtedness. We had a debt of 120.8 million with cash position that with a total debt of 28 million. The short run debt, 174.7 million, most of it 163.6 million. Because of the sixth installment of the sixth issuing of the debentures in April 20, about debt indexation, 81% of the debt is indexed in CDI and 19.9% in PCI, in PCA, which is the second transmission of the debentures. Now, the next slide, we'll be talking about consolidated indebtedness. The debt profile, 8,739,000,000. With a cash position of 2,468,000,000, with a total of net debt of 6,272,000. In relation to the debt structure, we didn't have any significant variation. And so most of our debt, 56%, is indexed by a PCA, followed by a CDI with 22%. And here emphasizing that, referring to projects that are being implemented in Colombia and Peru, they closed the quarter, representing 12% of total indebtedness of the company. Now, the next slide, we show the amortization schedule. Profile of consolidated debt remained long. We have 44% after 2025. And holding the sixth emission will be in 2021. And the payments for the seventh installment are in 24 and 25 in relation to the subsidiary debts. Amortizations are well distributed, and I mentioned to the cash capacity projects. And in this quarter, I think we did not capture any bridge, so we remained with the two loans that are concerning the projects of implementation in Colombia and Peru. And now the last slide of this presentation, where we demonstrate the performance of shares. And this performance has to do with yesterday's figures. So Alupar and the YOY 9.61, IBOV 937, IEE 154. For the year, we had a devaluation of 20.4% in March, so it's recovering. And also, I'd like to emphasize the volume of financial volumes. We, every quarter, we are showing this to you. So the average in this quarter is 19.5, better than last year, the same quarter. With that, I close my presentation, and we can go on for Q&A. So we're now open for Q&A for investors and analysts. Shall you want to ask any question, please push star 1. If your question is answered, you can leave the line pushing star 2. So to ask questions, just touch star 1. Q&A is closed. We would like to give the floor to Mr. José Luis for his final consideration. So thank you again for participating, and the company is here for whatever you want to ask, any doubt, any questions about the company and about the sector. Thank you and see you soon. The call is closed. We thank you for your participation. Shall you have a good afternoon?